on my own crib. I stay with my parents and that's it. Although they constantly on my back telling me to get a grip. Because everybody has to make something good out of their lives. It's a truth universally realized that it's nice to have a roof over your head and have all those needs met. But yo, I feel to me painting these ideals is a threat. Cause I'm just a dread. And I'm happy just to be fed. I would like to keep it that way, but that's just one part of it. I concentrate on the infallible matters on this globe I walk upon. The life of a bomb in which I keep myself from being lukewarm. And look for the true form of moving on. Simultaneously getting rid of all formality, just practicing humility. I believe humanity lies in the very starting point of our kind. In that time, in paradise with our Lord, who never declines or rejects his people. This world of ours is like a sequel in a series of events, and this episode's entitled a miracle. I'm not a fool, consider me pitiful, but I'm living full, full life. With a full stomach, full sight, cause God provides me both mentally and physically. Seriously, so fearlessly, I make the best of the things I got. Not always top notch, but at least I don't cash, lash, and gamble with such matters as life itself. I put my trust on possessions and wealth. Material success only brings stress when the IRS invests in your investments, and you get less happiness. We're living in some kind of a setting, playing, laying down our freedom in this jungle of concrete. But God put me on these feet so I could stand up and speak and treat everyone nicely, cause this life is now and unique. I don't bow down to no one that's visibly better off, cause my riches are enticed and I enjoy them forevermore and already. Cause these heavenly things are totally believable, intelligible, syllable by syllable. That's why I keep my earthly life standards in the minimum. Although I'm feeling them commodities, they won't become necessities. I'm trying to chill. I'm not left with the properties. I walk spiritually, not really trying to be on top of these MCs on some hip-hop scene. Now where would that get me? I'm not trying to be different, but trying to make a difference. And if anyone listens, then it's not futile. When I rap, I show more of myself than just a skillful rhyme. I'm one step away from infinity, two steps from trinity. As I walk hand in hand with divinity, humbly I'm just a humble poet, humble hero with humble but solid. So in humble scene, humble for it, I'm proud of it. Consider me adolescent, but hey, I'm just a young guy. Not always right, but with Christ I know I do just fine. And pull through and see the beauty even in the midst of strife and pain. That's why I name myself Poetic Life.